And that's why now we are going to work with AfriForum. We are proud to be associated with them. This is an organization that is bold enough to stand shoulder to shoulder with us and is willing to fight for the truth.
The voice you've just heard belongs to murdered Bafana Bafana player Senzo Mayiwa's brother, Sifiso Mayiwa. Today at an AfriForum press conference, he announced that the Mayiwa family has turned to the controversial lobby group AfriForum for help in solving Senzo's case. AfriForum has agreed to help the family, a decision that has seen hashtag Senzo Mayiwa and hashtag AfriForum trend on South Africa's Twitter today. AfriForum's Kali Creel explained the group's position.
I can then announce that we were approached by Mr. Sifiso Mayiwa and other family members to ask for us to intervene and to become involved to try and solve the murder of the late Mr. Senzo Mayiwa. We immediately agreed. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the family. There was an signed appointment. Advocate Harry Nell is now officially appointed as the lawyer for the Mayiwa family in this matter. And Advocate Nell and his team will be taking this matter on. We cannot promise that we will be able to solve this, but the promise we can give is that we will do our very best to make sure that we do everything we can to see that justice is done. If you look at the crime statistics, last year 21,022 people were murdered and aren't with us today. And this is an issue that we should take on, because if you look at the NPA's own statistics, less than 20% of these murder cases land up in court. And then not all of them are successful as well. It means that us taking up this will be an embarrassment for the criminal justice system. But we don't mind that. Maybe it's time to embarrass the criminal justice system. If embarrassing the criminal justice system leads to them upping the game and making sure that there is justice for people that die, then this will be worth it. So, all people watching, if we take on the Mayiwa case, we're taking it on also for the benefit of all people in this country that deserve a criminal justice system that works.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.